whatever the modern day.
What's going on, people? Welcome. Welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. 14, back in the building. My name's Ace.
My name is Skillet.
I bludgeon flow.
Bludgeon flow. And here we are.
We are on episode, what, 96?
Oh, we're getting close to 100.
We're getting close to 100, y'all.
We are getting close to 100.
Jesus, we're in episode 96.
And it'll be a special episode today because WWE are in the UK currently. I missed both shows. But you guys were there. I haven't even watched them on TV, if I'm honest.
You know what? We haven't been on never done episode for a while.
So what have we missed out?
We missed Backlash.
There was a lot to talk about.
It was dead.
What does the US title mean?
Let's
to
talk
you?
About Backlash.
The US title was great. Yeah. I mean, it has such great.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about the rest of the matches because I can't remember. But I know is that all I know is the best match of the card.
Like Arn Anderson,
Miz versus Seth, and Miz arguably he might finally found his classic.
Kurt Angle.
I agree.
Right.
That actually might have been a classic match. On Miz standards.
I think the Miz versus Jeff Hardy as well. I think he's probably had WWE his best ring work
and I
ever.
Will
currently.
Become the first ever Indian United States champion.
Well done, Miz. He's taken a while. He's the main event now.
Well, last night the dark match, as you wouldn't know because you weren't there,
to be able to perform in front of
the dark match. The dark match was Jeff Hardy versus Miz again.
Okay, wicked.
Yeah, but it just you can just tell the energy when those two were out. It was incredible. Yes, but
Jeff Hardy came out with their old school Facebook.
Yes, he did. You know. Let's talk about Backlash, shall we? Well, for me, the whole event was just
as a champion.
The opening match was awesome.
I'm not good enough for Backlash.
Unfortunately, one of the Singh brothers won't be with you at Wrestling
Joey Styles
this weekend.
I got bumped from Backlash.
That was a great problem, man.
And Backlash used to be, I used to, like I said, we used the one with Rock Austin, even the one with Goldberg Rock with the, you know, the six man before with all of the clicking it and stuff like that. But just this one, I mean, what happened? So you had,
thank you very much.
What even happened? So the Charlotte match ended abruptly, but I guess it kind of meant to. But Carmella did a bunch of chokeholds, which didn't work. But I guess she's here, so it doesn't matter. What were the other annoying things?
Naya beat Alexa again. Well, yeah, no, Alexa looked good though.
But she had 90% of the match.
Yeah.
So and she's 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
Which is all well and good. No, but I'm not that much of a mark.
They kind of made it slightly believable, a little bit.
But the fact is, Nia Jax should be a monster because she's being booked.
You know what? One thing that I really wanted to forget was Nia's promo after the match.
So when she got booed.
Oh, my God.
Talking about bullying and she got booed because the New York crowd don't play that shit. Yeah.
It was really bad. It was so scripted as well.
Just know that if you're a bully, you can get your ass kicked.
Be a star. Stephanie, I said it. You know, it's just like, and the New York crowd weren't having it. Oh, and Daniel Bryan is back.
Yeah.
And he's against Kaz. And it's a 7-minute weird match. And it ends as, you could see them whispering before. So I don't know if it's something went wrong. Because you see Daniel Bryan, they kind of, he goes into his arm. You could see him saying something. So I don't know if they were told to go home early or something like that.
Right.
And then he puts him in the hold and he taps. And it's just, I'm not a Kaz guy at all, so I don't give a damn, but it was just flat. It didn't work. And then, of course, the main annoying thing is, Nakamura, AJ, went to a no decision, okay, whatever. And then the main event, they've obviously told Samoa Joe, we need you to get booed to put on loads of nerve holds, But people didn't boo Samoa Joe, they just booed the match.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just, and I would put Backlash up there with, like, top five worst pay-per-views of all time.
And Joe should have won.
Joe should have definitely won.
It did nothing. Like, it doesn't make sense Reigns winning that.
No.
Joe needed a
and that's not a Roman Reigns hate thing.
No, it's
that's
not.
Just a, that's it what doesn't
the, that's
make
the logic,
sense.
It's the logical.
It would actually helped his story. Because
it would have been Joe. You want to make Joe a star.
Reigns will be more frustrated.
Reigns doesn't need to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe does.
Okay, let's go here. Worst pay-per-view up there. What other bad pay-per-views? I mean, Capital Punishment is a famous bad one, isn't it?
It just wasn't good.
Skillet doesn't even want to talk about
very
it.
Very good intercontinental match. Very good match. And that's about it. That's all I
But okay, so let's talk about that. Well, there you go. Do you want the news, gentlemen? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want
Flu? Hit us with the news.
See, the top of my news is, I've put Backlash / which is quite relevant, but Backlash / current product.
Right.
The current product at the moment, other than Seth Rollins' performances, which have been outstanding, we've got, I mean, I was talking with my brother and Skillet and stuff like that last night. we've got AJ Styles versus Nakamura, and it up to SmackDown last night, which we'll talk about later. It's not working. Mm. We've got Daniel Bryan back, and it's
not working.
Why is the product so flack? I Backlash sucked. The Greatest Royal Rumble sucked. Why is the product so bad at the moment? Brock Lesnar's not about. It's just...
Do you know what it is, though? I think if we really look at WWE, I think around this time, after Mania, it does get a bit shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They've given us everything at Mania, and now they're kind of having to build up again. And then they're giving us new things as well. Like, you get a whole loads of people that are debuting the night after Raw and SmackDown. So they're figuring out a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I think this... And there's a lot of things that they think are going to work instantly that don't.
Yeah.
Bobby Lashley.
Which we will talk about. Sweet Moses.
Let's talk about it now.
Do you feel this is a genius plot from the beginning, or do you feel they messed up with that interview? Vince tried to make Bobby Lashley come across endearing, and it came across really weird, and now they're flipping it with this whole Sami Zayn thing.
See, I don't know anything about the Sami Zayn thing. Yeah, explain that to me. What happened?
Okay, so obviously, let's just talk about the interview itself. So when we all watched the Bobby Lashley interview, Tay, what was your thoughts? Did you think it was
creepy.
It was very creepy. Yeah. Do you think it was a case of it's supposed to be creepy, or do you think it flopped?
No, it just flopped.
Right.
It just flopped.
Cool.
I
think it was supposed to be creepy.
Flea, what did you think?
I thought he just, with his big kind of melty flat face, he just looks, I don't get it. And then when he talks about his sisters in a creepy way, so anyway, he started sounding like Michael Jackson. They tied me to a T, and that wasn't very nice when they tied me to a tree. And then out of nowhere, and then this kid, I made him eat a towel. Yeah. He made a man eat a towel.
Oh, so he's going heel now?
No, so what did he want?
Did he watch someone bully his sister?
I watched
someone bullied his sister, so he made them eat a towel.
Oh, okay, I didn't watch the whole thing. Yeah, I just saw the
scar hair on my face.
Yeah.
That was a whipping by my sister. Is that okay? So this doesn't sound like these were good sisters.
Right, yeah? Right.
Like they'll tie me to a tree and left me there for hours.
Right.
Like what part of this is supposed
to be?
Your boy
Matt was doing some great stuff on it on Gorilla
Position. Yeah, yeah. It was really strange, but then people had a suspicion that it actually was a heel turn,
right,
or something, or it's
the weirdest heel turn ever.
But if it was always planned to be that way, I think that's very good, man. Well, we'll see how it ends next week. But we'll talk about the follow up to it when we mention Raw.
But it's weird that has become a famous WWE emoji now. It's his weird smiley little face. Yeah.
That's classic.
It's just unbelievable. But or is it that we are just spoiled at the moment? Because the quality of the ring work is good. But the fact is, it doesn't matter how good the quality of the in work. You have to care about the people. The thing with NXT at the moment is we care about the characters and the wrestling work is good. Why is Raw and SmackDown not hitting it? Why?
I don't know,
because we just don't...
It's just the aftermath of Mania. It happens every year. They always dip. Money Back would be interesting.
Is it just because... I don't know. Maybe we're over... Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news. Everything's okay, ladies and gentlemen. Relax. moving on to... Nia... Nia... spell correct. Nia and Ronda Rousey. So they're going to go with the match at Money in the Bank. She was challenged on that New York red carpet. Some people think this was too quick, but
way too quick.
Then Skillet said, he whispered in my ear, and I went, oh, that all makes sense. Go ahead, Skillet.
So what do you think is going to be the
outcome? You think Natalia's going
to... Of course Natalia's going to cost her.
It's going to cost her the match.
Of course.
But still, I think I still think... Do you know what? We say that, but we don't know. They might just put the belt on it.
No, she's not going to get smug at the belt now. It is going to be Natalia, and then they're going to go a program with Natalia and Rousey for a little while.
Really?
Because she has to build up.
But they might want they might want Ronda to go into SummerSlam as the champion.
How though? Who is she fighting?
Natalia.
Oof. That'd be the worst thing ever.
You're acting like we haven't seen them do worse.
Yeah, we just had a talk about the product, you know, and now we're like, oh, they wouldn't do that. No, the talk is that they wanted to use her because they don't want to use her like Brock Lesnar. She's going to be used. Hence, for instance, great, you know this house show in August?
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we're going to. Ronda Rousey's headlining. Okay. She is doing a house show in England, which actually really impressed me because normally the big stars don't come to England, and they certainly don't do house shows. Brock Lesnar's never come to England.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But
So I was impressed with that. But they were saying that they wanted her to be at Money in the Bank, but they didn't want her to lose a qualifier match. They didn't. She wasn't ready for a ladder match, and they didn't want her to lose the ladder match. So this was the only way they could fit her in, which kind of makes sense. But the question I had for you, do you think it's going to be a Natalya runs in and just costs Ronda Rousey the title, so a disqualification, or do you think Nia Jax is going to pin Ronda Rousey? My question to you.
Natalya's going to come in. I mean, Natalya's going to get, like, irate, like, how dare
so Ronda Rousey is about to win the title, and then she
like,
gets...
How dare you? I've been here for how many years? 11, whatever years.
Yeah.
How dare you get a match for the second championship match?
That's exactly what they're going to go down route. I deserve it. She doesn't deserve this nonsense. Yada yada.
It's
going to
be really bad because Natalya's promos.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Natalya and Ronda Rousey promos. I'm going to shit my spleen. Oh my god! They are going to be the worst ever.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Oh my god!
Really bad.
Natalya.
Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Ronda
really,
Rousey. Natalya.
Really bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see it on the podcast, but I'm crying. Oh my god.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
That was your BBC One Extra.
Really looking forward to that.
Professionalist. Oh my god. Skillet, are you okay? You look like you're going to murder someone.
Me, no.
Is it, were you thinking about Ronda Rousey and Natalya interviews?
It's just sitting
there. That's what I was looking for. Moving forward, Cena, Bella, Carmella, work, ace, question mark.
Yeah, yeah. I said this a couple of weeks ago. I still think it is a work.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a work to the degree that Carmella would keep the title?
I don't think Carmella's even involved in the mix. I think that was apparently like people have put Carmella and Cena together because they were seen in the same city. Not that they were seen together, but that could be anything. That could mean it. Apparently, like, they both live in the same city. It doesn't mean anything. So
it doesn't necessarily mean penis vagina.
It doesn't. It really doesn't mean that. So I think people have just.
If you read my new book, it doesn't necessarily mean. That's like your floor.
Isn't that a bestseller?
It is a bestseller.
In which country again?
Rwanda. Why is that the first country I came up with?
I have no idea.
But Oprah loves it. She's giving me a thumbs up.
You're going to be on a show next week.
Yeah, I am.
Penis Vagina. Out now, ladies and gentlemen.
You've won a house! And you've won a house!
I don't think that, I don't think that she's involved in it. And I just know it's definitely a work.
Because, so basically, so for those who haven't seen it, they were on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, oh, so what's going on with you, John? John, I spoke to John earlier. John said he'll definitely want to get back with you and still marry if you can.
Right.
And then Nikki and Brie was looking at each other like, aww.
Exactly.
And then Nikki was like, well, you know, it's I love
then
John.
Then we saw the trailer. You saw the trailer.
It's happening.
For Total Bellas.
And she made it out like, so Nikki made it out like she's the one that called it off.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, man.
But then, on the breakfast, is it Good Morning Breakfast or whatever you have in America, John was saying like it was her, basically, that called it off. And she needed to like find herself. And
she needs too much pressure.
Work.
Which is why I don't necessarily think it is a work.
It's like, a work.
It might not be.
Work. Work.
I mean, it doesn't look like it. But there is a, like, sliver of me that's like...
It's a weird work, though.
It might not be.
It's not. It's for ratings, I'm telling you.
Have you
seen the Total Bellas trailer? Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the split up.
And if you had a genuine split up, you wouldn't put it on the last slide, would you? So,
no, but it is Nikki Bella.
So do you think are we heading to Nikki Bella versus Carmella in a match?
Maybe. But that's why it probably makes sense that John Cena posted up the worst day ever.
Yeah.
And Matt needs to apologise from GP. He needs to apologise to John Cena because he was calling him the piece of shit. Like, he was the one.
Wow.
It was Nikki that called it off.
Do you hear that?
Matt.
But good shout, Ace. I would agree with you. It looks like a complete work to me.
Thank you very much.
But that's how into the company John Cena is that he.
But his relationship.
His whole life is. Yeah. He's literally. He's a Kardashian, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Good for him. moving forward, Kaz Heat. So basically, I don't know what. This might be pure speculation and rumour. But the apparently, last week, Big Kaz had a small person, which is. You know, all the steps forward we've made, but still it's funny to mock a short person, which is absolute balderdash, but whatever. So in this scene, Big Cass was meant to give the little person a big boot, and then that's it. But then he went, oh, you know what, I should probably give him a big boot and beat him up. And he went to his producer, and they went, no. And they went, okay. And then he decided to go to Vince McMahon, apparently. And he went, Vince, I think I should give the guy a big boot and then beat him up. And Vince went, you know what, not very PC, so no, just do the big boot. And then he goes and does it anyway, gives him the big boot, and then he hits him and beats up the little guy as well. You know, obviously fake, but just still, he took it upon himself to do it. So one, my question is, You can't go to Vince McMahon many times with a kind of, you know what, I don't like this, can we do this? And his one was, I don't want to hit the little man once, I want to hit him three times. So kind of you're using your get out of jail free cards a little bit early there.
Right.
And two, if you're told no,
just don't do it.
Go out and do it, because on all these segments they put out since, they've cut it.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if you noticed, this week on SmackDown, he came out, talked a bit of trash, and then was beaten up in seconds. And then now next week he's taking on Rusev. So I'm hoping Rusev beats
and
him.
Annihilates him, and he's gone back to the back.
I'm not Rusev, Samoa Joe. Oh, Samoa Joe, big cast, sorry, yeah.
That's the match next week.
Yeah, for a qualifying match as well. So I'm hoping Samoa Joe makes his way in. But so, what's your opinion of this? It just all seems a bit weird, doesn't it? And also, Big Cass sucks.
He does.
Yeah.
I think Big Cass is a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I reckon he just
from New Orleans.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay. He blanked us in the bar.
Funny because Cass was so nice to me the year before.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a bit like, it is what it is.
Yeah, but were you in a professional media place?
I was.
Yes.
And he loved my question.
There you go.
And
because you asked a hip-hop question, didn't you?
I asked him and Enzo which album was better, Ready to Die or Life After Death. And Enzo and Cass were like, oh, this is amazing. And they took their time with it.
Which, okay, well, let's move on to our next piece of news. Skillet, if you could, because this is hot off the press.
This got tweeted 17 minutes ago by Tom Garrell, which is Enzo Amore's PA, personal general counsel. On January 22nd, 2018, Eric Arndt, is that how you pronounce Enzo's surname? Arndt?
Sure.
Also known as Enzo Amore for World Wrestling Entertainment, was accused via the internet and social media of misconduct during an alleged incident in Phoenix, Arizona, several months earlier. Prior to that day, no law enforcement or any other officials had contacted Mr. Arndt. I'm just going to say Enzo, right?
Yeah.
Contacted Enzo.
Somebody call your auntie.
regarding such claims. However, after the careless, unfounded tirade on social media, Enzo learned of these accusations when his counsel reached out to him in Phoenix. Subsequently, as the evidence by the vast amount of online admissions and other publicly available information, it was soon clear that the accuser exhibited a complete lack of truth or credibility. At all times, Enzo fully denied such accusations and remained confident in claiming his name. The police department recently, in Phoenix by the way, recently informed Enzo that the counsel that there is insufficient evidence in this matter, so no warrant in any criminal charges that were matter to be accused or transferred to the county hall or the prosecution, and the investigation case is closed and no charges will be filed in the matter of this rape allegation.
Wow.
So Enzo is cleared.
Very serious situation. Obviously,
and you can't teach that. My name is Enzo Amore, and I did not rape that woman.
Wow.
And you can't teach that. And this right here is the accuser. And she is a liar. And you can't teach that. Bada boom! Fakest bitch in the room. Good for Enzo, man.
Good for Enzo. Good
so
for Enzo.
I am now officially not the most controversial on this podcast.
Yep, it is.
Well, I can make... Listen, we could cost... If she's lying, I'm going to make jokes out of it. That's okay. Horrible.
And also, didn't the other person come out just after and say she's lying? She sent me texts.
Yeah, her friend came out and said she's lying.
WWE Superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
I mentioned this before. I did say it was...
Tay said that. Oh,
Tay called it. Tay yeah. can
Tay did say
that. I still don't think he's coming back, though.
Huh? No, because he didn't tell them in time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy didn't tell him he was three times over the limit and crashed into a tree.
Jeff Hardy killed his dog.
Yeah.
That's... Okay. I'm loving Skillet this week, man.
WWE like Jeff. They don't particularly like him.
Yeah, exactly.
We're jumping back and forward. We were watching 205 Live after SmackDown last night, and it is incredible for the athletes, incredible wrestling, but it's dead.
The crowd was dead. Still a thing.
It was dead. And it's really depressing. The crowd are silent. And then as soon as Jeff Hardy and Miz came out, the energy of the room just came up. Like Skill said, Miz and Jeff Hardy are big stars, of course, and stuff like that. There was quiet moments on Raw and SmackDown, but
that's really sad.
If that, what do you think?
Who's
What was that?
What's that? It's Enzo Amore's music. That was me doing a
do.
It's off. It's laughing.
Cedric.
Cedric.
Dave, not listening to this for Enzo repercussions. I forgot. Who is the cruiserweight champion at the moment?
Cedric.
Okay, cool. Who's he feuding with? Do you care? No.
He's here with the hidden secret. The guy from.
Oh yeah, Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy. Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Very good promo. Okay.
Inappropriate wrestling music. This doesn't motivate the crowd at all. This music does not work for him. It doesn't work for anybody.
This music doesn't work for him.
This isn't wrestling music. It's personally a band. It's barely a club track. And it doesn't.
Okay, that's going to be a new feature.
Okay, go ahead, Skills.
Flu reenactments.
Yeah.
Flu, you're going to have to now reenact a song every week. So that you just did a Cedric Alexandre. This is one more reenactment, okay. So we kick off the thing. If I mentioned, or you have to do it off the top of your head, and we have to guess what song it is.
Boom! Jabella Baja! Boom! Jabella Baja! Boom! Chicken bullet! Oh, but you think that you're bad, man! Job is a tail, little bear, job, oops, you say, what you say, you lost a life! I said, no, my daunting time!
We happy! SOS!
That was PG. Any other wrestling music when they say I will kill you in the music?
Well, he was more. I think that song was more telling the kids.
Everybody's got a price. I will kill you. You'd be like $1 million man. Just went. What was that?
I think, oh my god.
Yeah, I think that shout out to Collie Buns, who was the artist who sang that. Original Coffee King 15. I think he was trying to say to the kids, if you keep messing around the streets, you lose your life. SOS. All right. Thank you for that. So we'll continue that every week. Thank you.
All In. Dave Meltzer bet them they couldn't sell out a 10,000 seat arena. They did it in 30 minutes.
Who's Dave, Flynn?
Dave Meltzer.
No, who's Dave? Who's
Dave? Oh, sorry, Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks.
Yes.
With the help from me and Skinner, we're looking at some pictures. It looked like
Kevin
Sullivan
and Pat Patterson.
And Pat Patterson were either, you know, either their photo was taken or they were definitely there for advice and stuff.
Awesome.
But the fact is, Jericho's come out. Even Jim Cornette, who hates the Young Bucks, has come out and said, congratulations, that's an incredible house.
Amazing.
And
they sold 10,000. Ring of Honor's been around for 15... Yeah, about 15 plus years, 16 years.
First company to sell that many seats.
That's crazy.
In 20 years since WCW.
That's
so
crazy.
Incredible by them, incredible by the Young Buck. I wish I was going.
That's
amazing. And it's in Chicago. Punk's going to be at that thing the night before doing a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome.
And but the Young Bucks even, they did a... when people talk,
press conference.
Press conference. Thank you, professionally. but they even said, "No, we don't think Punk's arrived, but we do think he's going to turn up and challenge us for a match at All In next year."
Really?
So, and you know, it's just—I mean, obviously he's busy. He's wrestling. He's got a legitimate fight in 3 weeks,
isn't it?
But refreshing in the modern era. Yeah.
He makes his dad proud.
One
like son, like father, man.
Exactly.
Jericho.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, baby. That was fantastic.
That was the worst.
Yes. That was really bad. Yes. That was really bad.
But even Jericho sent a nice tweet saying, "You guys don't know how big this is. That is incredible." Mick Foley sent something saying, "You know, a phenomenal and stuff."
And then Vince said, "Vince called up Cody himself personally."
Yeah, he listened to this.
And he said, "Cody. I just want you to say, I'm very proud of you. I'm very, you should be very proud of the accomplishment that you've achieved tonight. And I know your father's watching down at you, smiling." And then Cody's like, "Thanks a lot, Vince. That really means a lot. All the best. Good luck. All for one." Hangs up the phone. Paul, never hire Cody again.
Anyway. Who's Cody? You said that before.
I did say that. What do you think?
Very possibly. Yeah. I agree.
Me singing the Kofi song, was that racist?
No, we love it.
Thanks, right, everyone. We thanks,
it.
Team.
That was really funny.
This is one. Obviously, one, Ace is wearing a beautiful Shawn Michaels t-shirt today. What do you think of that, Skillet? Because you always get on me.
No, he's the showstopper. He's the main eventer. He's the
icon.
Icon.
The headliner.
This is
headliner.
This is his Hall of Fame t-shirt.
Yeah, listen, Michael's the legend, man.
I was there, yeah.
Oh! Jealousy!
What is Shawn Michaels' favourite match? Best match?
It's Razor.
Oh!
What's the main time?
No, for me, it's Undertaker 25.
That was a great match.
Undertaker 25.
Oh, yeah.
What about Michael's Mankind, man?
Yeah, Mind Games. Yeah,
Michael's Flair.
Oh, Michael's Owen.
Michael's Flair.
Michael's Owen.
Which one?
Raw.
Oh, the one classic. When Michael's fell unconscious at the end. Classic. After the
before that ends, the way that ended was a bit
yeah.
But that whole match was fantastic.
Yeah.
Owen's another one, man.
Yeah.
Brilliant worker.
I used to like the old Michael's.
For story, though, Flair, I'm sorry. When he retired, Flair amazing. Was amazing.
I love you.
Yes! I love you. Super
have you seen a bunch of people they started doing WWE like memes? Is that the word? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Thank you, young people. But there's one of Shawn Michaels kissing Ric Flair as he disappears, like Affinity. They're doing all the famous WWE shots.
Oh, that's wicked.
So like Rock holding up Roman Reigns, looking left, looking suspicious, and Roman Reigns is disappearing. And stuff like, very whoever did that, well done. Oh God, we're still on the news. Brock Lesnar, in like a week, is going to pass CM Punk's record, even though Brock Lesnar has wrestled... No, CM Punk wrestled 141 times, Brock Lesnar has wrestled 10 times,
that's
and Brock
crazy.
Lesnar is about to beat Punk's record. What
it doesn't
do you think
matter,
about
it doesn't matter.
It does.
Punk doesn't give a shit, that's the
No, it doesn't
thing.
Matter, but it's all a work anyway, it's not real, is it?
True.
It doesn't
matter. Yeah, I guess.
They're trying to erase Punk from history.
If it comes to real fights, I believe Brock Lesnar has slightly won that one.
Exactly.
That's a really good point. I've been there all week going, this is bullshit. How dare they take Punk's record? Actually, look about it. Punk doesn't deserve to be in the set. And I'm a Punk guy. Brock Lesnar has won the legitimate UFC title. You know what? Shut me up. Sorry, everybody.
No, I don't agree. I think Punk deserves to have that etched in history. Because he worked harder than Brock Lesnar.
But then he also walked out of the company.
So? He was
it's almost like arguing like didn't a company care about his health. Spike turned up and took all of Angel's...
So fuck your record. Yeah, you walk out of the company, they made you champion after you bitched and had a pipe bomb moment, which was good.
You're speaking ill of Punk and Michaels.
Wait a minute.
Now.
Let's think about this, Punk.
Yeah.
Punk had a pipe bomb. Changed his career.
One of the best moments.
Changed his career too. Cater to him. They're like, you know what, Punk? You're the man now. We're going to give you the belt. We're going to make you the longest champion. You're going to be with Paul Heyman. You're going to have a great run. Oh, we're going to put The Rock in your spot at WrestleMania. He's not happy about that. Fair enough. He's allowed to not be happy about that. But then he just complains, like he always does, bitches about people. Then he goes again. Another Mania. He doesn't get the main event. Does a great match with Undertaker. Proves how good he is. Yes, rightfully so. You could be pissed. But then walks out after Royal Rumble. Fuck out of here, man.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
And what's Brock
They
Lesnar
made you
done?
Champion, B.
What's Brock Lesnar done?
Brock Lesnar negotiates. This man's like, he's got special privileges.
I've had 10 matches. I've sworn.
Brock Lesnar, you walk out of the company. I like it. Punk, you walk out of the company. Get out of here. We're going to fire you on your wedding day. Great stuff.
No,
I love it.
What's Brock Lesnar
well
done?
Well done, WWE. No,
10
right.
matches.
When you think about it, Punk, Brock Lesnar's actually worse than Punk. So, my point's
beat Randy Orton so open. Bust his head open. Blood everywhere. Like, what has he done?
Orton deserves a bust.
He's done nothing.
Me and Skillet.
Except
no
be
charisma.
Exactly.
No charisma.
He's done nothing except be trouble and hold a belt.
This is true. So he just looked at me and Skillet and just went like that because we just go around in circles. Me and Skillet just run around in circles.
By the way, I love to be devil's advocate, by the way. I didn't really mean what I was saying about Punk to anybody that gets upset. I'm a big Punk.
Punk deserves that. Whether or not like it ended badly or not, he worked hard.
Yeah, but no, so many people work.
Brock Lesnar's. And the thing is, even if we. Like, let's just talk about. You said Brock Lesnar's only had 10 matches.
That's correct.
Let's talk about the length of those matches.
True. And who were those matches?
A couple of them were squashes, you know what I mean?
He had two against Braun Strowman, one of which with Kane within it.
Samoa Joe.
Cena.
Seth Rollins and Cena.
Oh, no, that was before. That wasn't the Universal title.
Roman Reigns.
No, hold on. So what are you talking about? How is he going to surpass Punk's record if he's got Universal title? There's two different belts.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Philip?
He's had it for that long. He has.
Oh, are they combining the Universal to that? Or are they just saying the Universal? No, they're saying he's had it for 400 whatever days now because he's had it for over a year.
He has.
The Universal title?
Yes.
Yeah. Punk never had a Universal title, though.
But I think they're saying the Universal title was the WWE Championship.
This doesn't make any
it's
sense.
The same. It is the same thing because they're both the same tier title, Skillet.
Yeah.
No, but it's not the WWE title.
You're being.
I'm not.
We all get it. You don't.
Is it the WWE title?
Well, no. Yeah.
Is it equal to the? Mark will still have the record as the WWE champion. It's the two different belts.
It's still a world title, though.
No, so what?
It's still a world title.
Listen to the way Eddie says. Why are people getting upset about this? Lesnar has the belt as the Universal Champion for the Lakers. So that's a record. Yeah. Wait a minute. So that's a record in itself.
No, but it's still a world title. It's still the world title.
That's a record in itself that he's held that Universal
title. It's the world title.
He's not surpassing.
Is it not the world title? Is it the world title? Is it
the same belt?
It's the world title, though.
To realise who makes the rules. It's WWE. They have said he's going to surpass it.
This is weird. No one's mentioned that, though. It's
two different belts.
But it's not, though. It's not really.
So has the WWE Championship now become the World Championship and the Universal Championship now the WWE Championship?
No, what I'm trying to say is...
Kind of, yeah. Because AJ Styles, he's got the B belt, let's face it.
Yeah.
They're not the B belt. That's not the B belt.
No, it is.
It is.
It's not the B belt.
It kind of is.
It's not. It's not a B belt.
I agree with you, but I also disagree.
It's not a B belt. So when you say so Booker T's been WWE champion, that's what they say.
Saying what?
So Booker T's WWE champion, isn't it?
Because he's what I'm saying is Booker T's been
WWE champion.
Wait,
has he ever had a black champion before?
He's been a world champion.
So he's the WWE champion.
He's been a world champion.
So he's the WWE champion. So he's held the belt.
No, but we weren't talking about that. Though. We weren't talking about WCW champion. He was
the world heavyweight champion in 2007. He beat Rey Mysterio for the world heavyweight champion.
Booker T was, yes.
Yeah. He beat Rey Mysterio.
But he's not considered a WWE champion.
So you're happy with that now. You're not going to complain and say WWE never had a black
champion. I've never complained about it anymore. Because The Rock's black.
These people who are moaning about Punk Lesnar, we need to warn them that there's been a black champion. I can't believe there's a black champion and no one knew.
Exactly.
Booker T should be like, what?
And The Rock is half black.
He's half black though.
He's half black.
He's half black.
I was doing the WWE answer. He's Samoan.
Samoan dynasty.
Okay.
Right, can we
here, go. Here are my notes for last week. Kurt has gone from an intense Olympic athlete to my dad after Estella. Dolph and Drew in the Attitude Era would have been called Double D's. Think about it. Bobby Roode looks like a nice chap, but Jesus, he sucks at the moment. What was all this word of the hour shit? Mojay came out to cricket. He's got charisma, just needs to completely change his gimmick and his life. I do like this Miz thing. And then all I've written is Bobby Lashley, and it looks like I collapse afterwards. Because look, there's just nothing afterwards. I've just written Bobby Lashley, and then nothing. So, we've talked about Bobby Lashley, so what's next? Is it...
Can you just quickly explain to me Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn?
Well, before we do that, can I call a massive fan of this podcast?
Okay, go
He was there in London.
It was Booker T. I'm going to tell him he was the first black champion.
He was there in London. I think he might have been at Raw.
Who?
A guy named John, the massive fan of the podcast.
A man like John, yeah?
I'm going to call him, personally, this is what I'm going to call him.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him his opinion.
I like it.
On this week.
Hold it up, turn it up.
It's like Chris Tarrant, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Long on the kick out.
Hello, is that John?
He's never answered the phone, is he? This is terrible content.
Oh. It's bad content.
Come on, John. Welcome
to the... Let's leave a message. Leave a message for him. The person you're calling
is unable to... Sing the SOS theme tune.
Did you sing the SOS
theme? Leave a message. Go.
Hello, is that John? Hey John, it's Skillet from the Kick Out.
What up, everybody?
I tried to call you to get your live reaction to Raw and SmackDown this week because you were there at the O2, but obviously you haven't answered the phone and you've made this podcast the worst ever. So thanks for not answering. But yeah, if you could call me back anytime you can, but not now because we're recording. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, John. Love you.
Talking about fans, though. One, thank you, Raw and SmackDown. Obviously, we were there live both nights. On that point... I would like to thank Laura Travers and Rebecca Clark from the O2 Arena who sorted us out with the tickets. Awesome. I would like to say to Ronnie QPR, thank you for the love. We had a little chat with you in Five Guys.
And his friend Scott.
I'd like to say thanks to all the people who said hello, open brackets, to Skillet, close brackets. I'd like to say to Royal T, why did you pay for your ticket? We were there. You should have hit us up.
Yeah, man. Royal T, Elijah, give us a shout anytime you need tickets, Bill.
I would like to say to Roy and MVP, where was the love? Why didn't you come and see us?
Yeah, Roy is my bad, because Roy messaged me after Raw, and obviously I went home early.
They were together.
Well, Roy and MVP went out last night, and Roy was like, I didn't know you were at SmackDown, Skid. I would have told you to come, and I said, well, yeah.
Oh, man, they should be a tag team.
I said that. I think they might work on something together. I think MVP might save his life. I really hope so, man. MVP really likes him a lot.
Save his life.
Well, that's in terms of bringing him into the
challenge.
I you listen to the podcast a lot. I'm not trying to say
why you gotta be all that.
No, but in terms of he might bring him out. I really hope they become a
tag. That'd be really good.
There could be the Black Dynamite part two.
I like that.
And Ronnie, I said you would win an award if you predicted correctly there would be a title change. There wasn't a title change. It was just a subpar Raw and SmackDown.
Well, what
so, Ronnie, you will never be on the show ever again.
What titles were on the line? Oh, there was a.
Ronnie, yes,
there
was an IC match. Nakamura was going to win the belt.
Oh, on
did he actually say the flawed logic about how titles always change in England? And I'm like, I don't.
Really there have been some
changes. AJ beat Jinder, didn't he?
Yeah.
Last time.
Oh, yeah.
There's been. I feel like.
My bad, Ronnie.
There was another big one. I can't remember which one.
Bulldog Bret Hart, that was 92, bro.
No, not that far back. Not that
Michaels beat British Bulldog for the European, didn't he?
Really?
That's not a big title, though, isn't it? But what a moment
so
that was.
Changed them.
Yeah.
That was the moment wrestling became seriously, that was the first time I went, because normally you can predict it, and Bulldog always wins in England.
Yeah.
So when Michaels won, I was like, oh. Let's talk about Raw and SmackDown, people.
Well, can we go interview first?
Oh.
Let's do an interview.
Well, who have we got? Who have we got left, Skip?
We have the modern day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal.
Very relevant this week.
Is that?
The kick.
Yeah, but the modern day Maharaja. I'm not even doing that right, am I?
You gotta roll the arm.
You gotta roll.
I Maharaja.
Jinder Mahal, WrestleMania weekend, big US title match happening. You, Bobby Roode, Randy Orton, Rusev. How you feel? What's your thoughts going in this match?
I feel good. I feel confident. I've beaten Bobby Roode and Randy Orton multiple times. Fortunately, I haven't beat Rusev yet, but I thought me and Rusev were friends. We're former tag team partners. He turned his back on me. So, you know what? I might have to just pin Rusev.
Right.
I'm going to make a statement this WrestleMania. You know what? This WrestleMania, I'm going to have a WrestleMania moment. Although I've been in WrestleManias in the past, Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, I've never been in a match on the main show, on the main card. So this is it. First ever Maharaja WrestleMania moment. The first of many to come.
But what does the U.S. title mean to you?
U.S. title is great. I mean, it has such great history. It's such a prestigious title. I grew up watching U.S. champions. You know, guys like Arn Anderson. You know, guys like someone like Kurt Angle. Right? It's such a prestigious title, and I look forward to adding my name to that history, just like I became 50th ever WWE champion, and I will become the first ever Indian United States champion.
We only saw a few clips of what went down when you went to India to wrestle. What was that like for you to be in your home country and be able to perform in front of the people there?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, definitely one of the highlights of my entire life. Just the fans, the passion that they show, the love that they show, the admiration, it's spectacular, it's motivating, you know. Unfortunately, by the time I went to compete in India, I was no longer champion, so it's my goal. I'm going to work even harder, so the next time we return to India, I return as a champion and successfully defend a championship, whichever one that may be at that time, on Indian soil.
Unfortunately, one of the Singh brothers won't be with you at WrestleMania this weekend. Does that play a factor to you gaining anything?
No. So everybody always thinks that I only become champion because of the Singh brothers. I only win because of the Singh brothers. So now that I'm down a Singh brother, what's people's excuse going to be, you know? I don't need the Singh brothers. They don't win the championships. I do.
Thank you very much,
Singh. Awesome. Thank you.
Good luck this weekend as well.
The kick out.
And there you go. That was a...
The bit
right.
With the thing
right.
Exactly
right.
Man like Jinder Mahal.
Flea, what do you think of Jinder? Do you think he deserves more stick, or do you think he's gone better as a performer?
I think he's alright. He's a heel.
That's right.
He's an old school
heel. That's right.
It does work, man. I didn't love the Warlord or the Barbarian, or do you know what I mean? I put him in that kind of, you need a big moody heel, you know, a Hercules. Do you know what I mean? I think he works. And I don't know. Who was it who beat him a couple of weeks ago? And it was a big deal. Do you know what I mean? When Jeff beat... Well, he's not a little person. When Jeff beat Jinder Mahal because...
Oh, you might be talking about Chad. Chad Gable, maybe you're talking about.
Right, but whatever they did last year, whether you liked it or not, he's now... he has a purpose. He has a meaning. So whatever you think about it, Jinder's legit now. Do you know what I mean?
True.
Am I looking forward to him versus Roman? Shitting hell no. But I don't have a problem with Jinder. I think he's all right.
When is that
and
money in the bank?
Part, man.
Yeah, money in the bank.
Why?
because Vince McMahon told you he doesn't give up on failed experiments.
And also because Brock Lesnar isn't back until SummerSlam now, so he needs a filler.
Who's the experiment, Roman or Jinder?
Jinder. Both of them.
Oh, yeah, because they both failed, didn't it?
Right, so you have two failed experiments in a match.
Yeah, basically. So because he figures,
who wins?
He figures Jinder's the only person who'll get booed over Roman Reigns, but that was not the case in London.
Oh, really? Yeah, I can imagine.
There was a let's go Jinder.
Really?
And that's why Jinder wasn't, they beat him up backstage.
Right, because if he did it out there, it would have been.
I would have been not. I was cheering for Jinder. I was goddamn.
But what is the payoff of Roman Reigns beating up Jinder at Money in the Bank? What? How do we get to?
I think Jinder might win.
Then what?
Then Jinder will go on to face Brock Lesnar. That's what Jinder does.
Oh, this is a number one contender.
Do you realize that's what Vince wanted?
Wait, is this a number one contender match?
No, but Vince would probably put Jinder against Lesnar at SummerSlam or something. That was supposed to happen already, remember?
Jinder Lesnar.
That was supposed to happen last year, but obviously they pulled the plug because that was too early. Now Vince has got all the ammunition. He's a raw guy. Jinder.
God, scary.
Remember, you forgot when Paul Heyman cut that promo on Jinder Mahal. Jinder Mahal? The guy who doesn't deserve this and that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He buried Jinder, and then they replaced Jinder Mahal and put who instead? Who took Jinder's space? AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ace.
Don't think this is not going to happen again.
How do you feel, Ace? You've got Wenger out, but you've still got McMahon in. How does that feel? have you got the rundown, Tay, for Raw? Did you hit us with it?
Yeah, so obviously Reigns comes out first. Calls out Mahal. Kurt Angle comes out, wobbling on his little knees.
Love it. Tell you with some shade.
And Mahal will face Elias and Bobby Lashley for a qualifying match. Obviously, we know that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then Roman
Reigns. Oh, that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen because Reigns beat up Jinder Mahal.
So who qualified?
So they replaced Jinder, but Tay will talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they had a thing backstage, Roman and Jinder.
I saw that.
They come back out. Then.
And then it was the main bit of the night.
The main event.
The match. So the opening match was Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens.
I saw that.
And I wasn't expecting much because unfortunately, these two wrestle every single week.
Yeah.
But they managed to surprise me. They did a thing where Seth did his move through the second rope and Kevin Owens caught him, which you don't see.
Steph did a fucking arrow on the apron.
Outstanding. Yeah. It was an awesome match. One of the best matches. I think we saw three awesome matches over these last 2 days. Now, it was one of them, certainly.
Yeah. Then we had one of the 5,000 three ways. We had Skillet's favourite wrestler.
Which is my favourite DVD as well, 5,000 three ways.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're talking about Raw. Oh my god.
What was happening then?
You know, Roy Johnson, to spill out your dirty ear, but Roy Johnson texted me after Raw and he's like, yeah, my ex was one and was part of the Congo line, because Roy Johnson's ex is a wrestler as well.
Oh,
he was like, yeah, my ex was in the Congo
line. Was it the one at the front?
And I was like, oh.
The one at the front was alright. Good for you, Roy.
I think it might be no, yeah. And I was like, oh. You guys alright, yeah? Like, nah. Sorry, Roy.
Just
Fairman's
business.
Yeah,
there.
Sorry, why did I say that?
Fairman's business
out
of this
way. We
want
to hear though.
Don't tell him to listen.
We need to hit them up next time they're in town and say, can we be one of your terrible conga lines?
I want
to
be in the conga line.
No, I don't want to be in the conga line.
I don't want to be in the conga line.
No? Oh, which reminds me, shout out to, which we'll talk about in a sec, but TK Cooper, who's a New Zealand wrestler, he played one of the beef eaters for Carmella's royal celebration thing, and he sent out a tweet and it's just his face going, go on SmackDown, they said it would be great for your career, he said, and it's him just as a beef eater with this really sad face on. So awesome for him. Continue.
Yeah, so Bobby Roode versus No Way Jose and Baron Corbin in the qualifier. How do you feel this match?
I am
Bobby Roode, right?
Bobby Roode won.
Okay,
the match, I can't remember what happens.
I think
No Way Jose actually was alright.
No Way Jose took a hell of a DDT.
He sold Bobby Roode DDT brilliantly. So,
and Bobby Roode was loving the fact that he was over. Because obviously in England, we just want to do the things.
Yeah.
So we danced to No Way Jose. You know, Baron Corbin was like, ooh. And then Bobby Roode, everyone was loving the glory. And he was loving it, doing his twisty hand glorious bullshit.
So have they given up on Baron Corbin?
I wouldn't say that. I think he's just taken up. He's at the back burner at the moment. They've got nothing for him at the moment. I would not say he's there. And like I say, he's the only wrestler clever enough to have flies in the back of his trunks. So good for him. That's why he'll always have my support. He can piss at any time. None of this gold dust can't piss for 2 hours bullshit. Continue, Tate.
Yeah, so then we had a segment with Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel and Kurt. And they were trying to get into the title picture, the tag team title picture. And Kurt said no. And then they formed a new team called the B Team.
Yes, this was amazing.
Yeah.
So wow. Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel came out to Kurt, said, hey, listen, we want to change our name. We want to call ourselves the A-Team. And Angle's like, we can't call you the A-Team because A-Team's a famous TV show. He's like, fine, what about the B-Team? And so they're like, all right, cool. And they come out with new music. They faced against...
Free Zango.
They went. And they were over and the crowd was chanting da, 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 da. And they won. Crowd of huge pop. So I think
which I don't
got,
I don't
got th- big class
I don't think the WWE were expecting, because normally they put obviously they won, so yeah, but they normally put Brizango out because again I know the English, they don't like Roman Reigns, we'll put him out first. Oh, the English, they like that. It insults your intelligence.
It does.
Sometimes the Raws, they really do.
They had a really good theme. I like their entrance music.
Actually, their music was actually quite
They should come into the A-Team music.
But I've got a feeling they're going to change that now after the A-Team theme song was sang. And I think they might do something similar to that.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't do the whole thing, but something similar.
Yeah, it would be. But you know what? Good for them. I mean,
This should go. When you're. How did it start off again?
No, you know
two guys need help. When you need help, how does it start again? You can call the B team.
If you have a problem, maybe you should call
the B team.
I love Brizango, so I don't know where they're going. That's a bit sorry for that. Oh, and shout out to Prince Pretty.
Tyler Breeze.
He retweeted us and stuff like that. So you the man. Thank you very much, sir. Tyler Breeze, the man.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with them because they bring them up a little bit and then they push them right back down. They bring them up, push them back down, but they're always over with the crowd. Brizango, I'm talking about.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's a shame because I do like them. I think they're awesome, both of them. They're very funny. I think they're good wrestlers. I mean, you saw when Fandango came in, he was doing some beautiful stuff.
Yeah,
it's true.
But don't get me wrong, the B team deserve a little push as well. So we'll see what happens.
Definitely. Okay, so then we had Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, and Natalya versus the Riot Squad.
Yep, that happened. Continue.
Yeah, they weren't that good this week.
It was all right. You know,
I always expect more from Ruby Riott because I think she's amazing.
I think, don't get me wrong, yeah. I think there are six very talented ladies. It's nothing like that. I mean, did Natalya get the win? Yeah, which is where Skillet, your theory again is absolutely why did Natalya get a random win? Because she's about to take on Rousey. Massive shout, everybody.
True,
spoiler.
What'll happen next? The Deleters of the World versus the Revival. How do you feel about the Revival, guys?
Oh, we go hard.
And your day or night, we point at the floor and we talk sight, we go hard. I always said, if the Brainbusters, who were two of the best wrestlers of all time, couldn't get over with Vince McMahon, two people a bit like the Brainbusters haven't got a chance in hell. But good luck to them, but yeah, they don't have a chance in hell.
Say yeah.
I point down.
I got a towel around my neck. I take it off and throw it when I'm vexed. Say yeah. Yeah, it's a shame because they were outstanding in NXT. And
we need an NXT invasion, and then they'll become something again.
I don't know.
Or we just need to make the NXT a proper third brand because they don't work on the main roster.
No. Do you think they're going to ascension them?
No, oh, I really hope not, Tay. Don't say that, please. Sorry. That hurts me.
So I'd let you know that's probably going to happen.
Man.
So, Sami Zayn, promo against Bobby Lashley.
So there you go. So, okay, so, I mean, on the plus side, this wasn't just a random, weird Bobby Lashley thing.
Well, I think Tay's right.
Or did they see
it? I honestly think Tay's right. I think they generally tried to make Lashley an endearing, you know, because Vince cynic.
You're a trash boy! You're a good trash boy! come here! I've just read Little Women.
Welcome
I back. Think you should have sisters.
Lashley, do you remember the colour purple? Your Marjorie, your Mamsie, she comes out cooking a soul food. Helps you out, your sisters. Oh, they tied you to a tree. That's all that Southern culture, Southern hospitality.
I was watching the Cosby Show, and I had this great idea.
Southern hospitality, they're tied to a tree. Southern hospitality, they whip you across the face with a whip.
And then, hey, you come here, look at my face. And then one of them has a go with your sister, and you make her eat a fucking towel. You take a fucking towel, and you make that boy eat the towel. Hey, you want to take the piss out of my sister? I make you eat a fucking towel.
Exactly.
But
then they realised that didn't work.
Yeah.
So They just tried to style it out with this whole Sami Zayn exposing the truth thing, which is probably going to work the best for Lashley, because they need to do something interesting with Lashley. Let's be real.
I think, like you said again, Skills, I think Sami Zayn is going to be the best thing that ever happened to Bobby Lashley.
Sami Zayn
is going to get Bobby Lashley over.
And you have to understand, Zayn and Owens are professionals, man.
Yeah.
Like, they will help. They will do their best to help Lashley get over.
Yeah.
You can see that, right? 100%. So
he's going to make him better.
I really hope so.
He's
going to
get around
him. Lashley seems like a really nice guy. No one's got a bad thing to say about Lashley.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah. I'm sure they really got on with him as well. So I think that even for that, they might even want to try their best, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So.
Yeah, I agree, Ace. Go ahead.
So we had another three-way. So that was Bayley versus Mickie James and Alexa Bliss.
I believe this is when I went home, Skillet, so I'm going to hand over to you now. I was at a very busy... Oh, you know who I was meeting the next day? I had a little meeting with the new Power Generation guys. I've got the new Power Generation Princes guys coming to the Indigo the O2 in August.
What are they doing?
Their music.
But their own music?
Yeah, with Prince? A bit of both. They're going to do some of the Prince stuff and some of their own catalogue in August. Come on down.
Yes.
Come on down.
I'll come to that.
But yeah,
I was dreaming when I wrote this. Excuse me if I'm going too fast.
Man, I work on this.
That was the new Power Generation. That was the Revolution.
No, that was Prince.
Prince of the Revolution.
My name is Prince, and I am funky.
Yeah, yeah.
And get off 22 positions in a one-night stand.
Yeah, that's the 90s shit.
And Jay and Silent Bob, the, what they called?
Yeah.
Thingy in the Time.
And, your Time. Yeah. And, Thieves in the Night. Stuff like that. Yeah, good stuff. We're in a little Prince round there.
Yeah, sorry.
Prince fans, that's why.
Who won this? Oh, Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss won, so she qualified to the Money in the Bank, right?
She did, yeah.
So okay. Bayley and Nikki James are no longer in it?
No, but then neither is Sasha.
Neither is Sasha, okay.
So they're probably going to do something with them.
Yes, brother, you're right. Okay.
Hi. We got a new person in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Who have we got in the house?
Nice to see you again, brother.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Right. Everything you're about to hear is gibberish, so don't worry about it.
No, I know this.
He's not a wrestling fan at all.
There was a big event yesterday, right?
Yeah,
in London.
I heard about an episode, cut the chat. I swear it was you that was slewing it. And you were asking Ace, why do you fucking like this shit?
Yeah. Always having to defend this stuff.
And it's getting more and more difficult, isn't it? Because it's bullshit at the moment.
You were in the Lethal B advert, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that, Ace?
Yeah.
Has it come out yet? Or am I not talking?
Oh, no, it came out last week. It's about. But yeah, please. Carry on.
Okay.
I understand the wrestling. Because I get it as a young guy.
This isn't awkward at all now.
Let's go. Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre versus Paul Strowman and Finn
Balor. How was this? Because I'm saying I missed this because I had to go.
Drew was good on this one.
Yeah, Drew was good. Drew got a good promo. And he, you know, he actually let Dolph carry the match more, so, and he was actually kind of playing the role that I thought Dolph would play, where he's more of the.
And I've heard that people were surprised at just how tall Drew McIntyre is compared to Braun.
Yeah.
Are they that same height?
They're about the same height, bro.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I would never have guessed it. And is this still a tag team thing, not a one person guy?
It's still a tag team. Okay. They're gonna try.
Where do you think this is going though?
Well, Drew and Ziggler will become tag team champions.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No. Yeah. Definitely. Oh, what? And then feud.
Maybe.
I don't know. Basically, it was poor. I got home at this point. Continue.
Oh, you left?
Yeah, I left.
<I'm wrong>.
Yeah. I was saying because I had a meeting with the new Power Generation. I've got the new Power Generation coming to the Indigo in August.
The Prince's
Prince
people.
Point, oh, wow. Yeah.
Flu manages the Indigo.
Excuse me?
He manages Indigo in OT.
The building, not the wrestler.
The wrestler coming down the aisle. Indigo!
The club. The Indigo. He manages Indigo at OT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So last match was Bobby Lashley versus Elias and Kevin Owens.
How was this?
Absolutely.
I went home. I didn't see this.
So, Ace wasn't there.
It wasn't.
Kevin Owens had two matches.
Kevin Owens wrestled three times. He wrestled the opener, the closer, and the dark match.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
On.
It was alright. Kevin Owens won, obviously. Then they had the dark match.
How did Owens win? Did something happen to Lashley?
Oh, yeah. So Sami Zayn came out and attacked Lashley.
Why?
Because he held him up in the air and he gave him vertigo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because he held him in the air.
Oh, from before. Okay, right, I missed that. So.
And also, next week on Raw, he's going to bring out his three sisters. Sami Zayn is bringing Bobby Lashley's three sisters.
It's told the truth about Lashley.
So, who wants to guess that this is going to be racist? this is definitely going to be racist.
Oh, yeah, sure, that sounds fun.
Super racist, yeah, 100%.
They're going to talk about the whip that. What's the famous whip called again? When your mummy
Moses.
What's it called again?
The switch.
The switch, yeah, they're going to mention that. They're going to mention the switch.
I really think they're not going to mention that.
They're
going
to mention the switch, yeah. Yeah, use the switch. Remember your mama used to hit you with a switch?
How do you go from a guy eating a towel to.
They're going
to
say that. They're going to say, what?
Okay! Moving on to
slippers.
SmackDown.
They're going
to
mention slippers and everything.
Moving on to SmackDown.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so SmackDown started with Daniel Bryan.
Taxi for the white guy. So SmackDown, Daniel Bryan opened
it. Yeah, we missed that a little bit.
He came out and said he's not happy with just being on the roster. He wants to be a champion, but the fact is at the moment he's just on the roster. Then Big Cass comes out and says, you're always going to have a seven-foot shadow behind you and I'm going to kick your ass. And then he came in
and Daniel Bryan
kicked the hell out of him, which would suggest that maybe Big Cass is getting heat backstage because...
So that's how we know.
Well, no, it's...
Bryan's whacking him up.
Is it done though, do you think?
No, I think it's going to keep going, unfortunately, yeah. But, yeah. But you've got Daniel Bryan back, who's a legitimate superstar.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the biggest thing since Punk, and then before that, you know, he's in the Bret Michaels. You know, he's that big a star, and he's wrestling Cass. Even if you do want to bring him in and take it slowly.
He's slow, though.
Yeah, okay, so put him with Owens. Put him with Zach. Put him with someone. Why would you put him with a rookie who doesn't really matter?
Yeah,
it's not giving Cass any heat because he's just getting.
Beaten up.
He's getting beaten up at the moment, and also it's flat. It's typically it's McMahon. Mm. It stinks of McMahon.
Big guy, little guy.
Exactly.
Okay, speaking of big guy, little guy, you know, remember that guy that was in the Greatest Royal Rumble, that Baba Tunde guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which one was that? Well, the
Nigerian guy.
Big tall motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh,
right, he's the bodyguard for Leo Rush. In NXT.
Really?
Yeah, they're gonna debut them soon, so they're gonna do a little
I thought he
so that'd be a good way of Leo Rush getting a push, because he's quite small, obviously, but
I'm sure he got... Didn't he say some things and get...
Nah, he's got a little bit of punishment, but he didn't say nothing too bad. What Leo Rush said wasn't even bad.
It wasn't even bad.
I was over-exaggerating. No, it was a storyline. It just...
He just said... Melina, wasn't it?
He just said nobody's ready... I guess she wasn't ready for Asuka. silly yeah. joke, but yeah. it shouldn't get... People over-exaggerated that, man.
Yes, they did.
When Hogan said something racist, I'll bring him back.
Can we please, for the love of God, move on?
Did you hear what Hogan said? He's made a statement saying that how he made it. He said a few things.
The thing that was annoying.
Was it misquoted?
To the few people I've annoyed, and that would suggest it's
the
like
few people I've hurt.
Guys,
yeah.
The few people
that I've hurt. I said things that was
misconstrued, misunderstood, but basically, accidentally slip out a word. If you say, I don't want my daughter dating, blah, 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 that's not an accident, that's thought. Yeah. And then obviously, our man, Stat Guy Greg, got right on him saying, this is horseshit. Yeah.
Stat Guy Greg.
He's coming out of London, by the way, ATV, got to take him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's coming out of London.
He messaged me today, actually.
Yeah.
But everyone said, why?
Misspoken, he said he was misspoken.
Why do they need Hogan to come back?
N-word.
Exactly. What possible use would there be for Hogan to come back? What possible use?
He's Hogan.
Hey, stop that, man.
He's bigger than. He's massive.
He's not bigger. Normally, the kids don't know who Hogan is now.
Yeah,
what are you talking about, man?
Unfortunately, he's still a legend.
So? Keep him there. Keep him in the Hall of Fame, but don't bring him back.
Okay.
In terms of in-ring and, like, or
nah, personality. Nah, he's too old to do being
not in-ring, but a personality. Don't do that nonsense, man.
Cool. So, we had New Day versus The Bar. Actually, we like this match.
It's one of the three best matches. I could watch Cesaro and Xavier Woods. And my point was, Xavier Woods, the reason Xavier Woods is so good is because we don't see him every single week.
Wow.
So, he actually surprises people. You see stuff you don't see before. Everyone else, we see everything every single week. I love watching Xavier Woods because it's different. He super kicked Sheamus at the beginning of the match. Yeah. You didn't expect that. The spinning DDT, the elbow drop off the top.
Flat thing.
Absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Who won?
New Day.
Exactly.
Is that why they're in the match?
But it might be Big E. I don't know what they're
going
to do.
The suggestion is Big E is going to get the push. He's going to win the Money in the Bank and get the push. But I think Xavier Woods deserves it just as much.
Any three of them would be good.
Why would Big E... Do we think Big E needs to turn heel? Or does he just stay in... Wouldn't that be cool if he won the championship but he just stayed in the faction? Why does he
would be a good heel, though.
He would be
a good heel.
He'd be amazing heel.
He'd be a really good heel. But I agree with you.
He's just a bad guy,
by the way. Heel means bad guy.
I've been told this before about Kurt.
Yeah. Heel means bad guy.
There's a guy melting in the corner of the room.
I think what I want to do is my podcast.
I'm going to stand on your podcast and go, what are you talking about? What's all this? What's he on about?
All right, if we're talking about a bad guy, we're saying bad guy.
You know what? You need to comment as someone who doesn't watch wrestling at all. How about that? Would you be interested in that?
I would.
We'll try and make you a wrestling fan.
That's a good documentary.
He's going to be making this like
make him a wrestling fan.
It'll probably take 5 years. Let's do it. 5 years of content.
Yeah. That's good.
That'd be a good idea for a documentary.
But you know what? We should force you to watch 1 year. No, because you could go back and network and watch like.
Austin is about to do anything.
If he watched like 97.
Yes. 96, 97.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
And then you'd be a wrestling fan again.
Were you a fan of The Rock and Austin?
Yeah.
Like, what is this shit?
See, the thing is, I was a wrestling fan before the. So, my ultimate wrestler is Ultimate Warrior. That was my. Okay. I'm gonna make a confession.
Okay. I love this.
I follow. Like an Ultimate Warrior fan page on Instagram, and I follow a WWF fan page.
I love this.
So you know how you can swipe across, and it's minute videos.
Yeah,
and you can do it 10 times.
Yeah.
I watched the Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan championship fight.
Classic.
I watched when Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior were the tag team against, I think, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, and Queen Elizabeth has come to the ring and disturbed him. I went down the other. No, I'm a fan,
that's
but.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this.
If you want to stay an Ultimate Warrior fan, I suggest you don't Google Ultimate Warrior comments.
Yeah,
he said some outlandish shit, my friend.
Yeah, people don't like Warrior.
Yeah.
People do, and you're like, rest in peace, Warrior. Let's not speak ill of
him. No, not rest in peace. He's an arsehole. He's an arsehole.
You don't have it.
All these 80s wrestlers, these days, it's harder to find one that was a nice guy.
It's true.
They were all arseholes.
It's true.
But I love you all.
The New Day are in Money in the Bank match.
Yes, and I think, you know what, if Big E won the title, or even Xavier, if Big E won the
I don't think
the briefcase, I would be legitimately excited. That would make me
want
to watch.
I want Kofi to win it, but I don't think they'll give Xavier Wood a world title. I think he's too small. Like, too small. No, like, too small.
Bro, what are you talking about?
He's bigger than Daniel Bryan.
Bigger than Daniel Bryan.
Is he?
Yeah. He's bigger than AJ Styles.
Nah, I can't see it. I just can't see it.
Wow.
I can't see them giving it to Xavier.
I think you're wrong. I think Triple H's got high hopes for
them. I think the one with the least chance is Kofi. His
dad. Yeah, really?
Yeah, Kofi's there. Like,
no, Kofi stretch. Will get the you deserve it chant, 100%.
No, yeah, Kofi
will get it. He's not
going to
get it.
He'll no.
I love Kofi, they heard him shouting, didn't it? Heard him crying.
You lost your life.
You lost your life.
Okay, that's
what happened. Is Skillet's actual favorite wrestler?
Here we go.
Andrade Cien Almas.
My man debuted. Don,
you got to see him. My man debuted. Now you got to see him debut. That's got to feel good, isn't it?
Yes. Next up is the interview.
Who did he debut against?
Yeah, some English jobber.
English guy.
Jake Constantino.
Yes.
And like my brother says, he was like, I hope he doesn't hit him with the Constantino driver.
Did he get a pop? Did anybody care?
Nobody cared. Okay. He got a pop when they mentioned he's from London, but nobody cared. And he, you know, the debut wasn't anything special because he beat him in like seconds.
Okay.
And then Zelina Vega cut a promo saying that we're not here to play a part, we're here to take over.
So. And they want competition, so I think they're going to beat jobbers for the next couple of weeks. As you said, Skills.
Sin Cara.
You know. And then on the third week, someone legitimate will come out.
Rey Mysterio will probably come out and accept
his challenge. Oh!
That'll be nice.
Why Rey Mysterio?
Because he's Mexican.
Okay.
The way... Because he's Mexican.
I see that.
That's exactly how Vince thinks.
Yeah.
So then we had the Raw celebration. I walked out for a little while.
Yeah, we all went to the toilet. I don't know if you noticed, but at this point, everybody had left their seats.
Yeah.
Dead.
I don't really care.
I mean, she come out. It didn't make any sense why she...
She looked awesome. I'll give you that.
She did look very
She looks... Oof.
She came out doing this royal coronation thing for her title win. They had Beef Eaters. They had, what's the man in the name? That read out the scroll. What's his name again?
A town crier. But then Paige came out to a good pop, which would have been bigger if they hadn't done a backstage thing before, basically suggesting she was going to come out and interrupt it. But she got a good pop. She looked good. She's deceivingly tall, is Paige, isn't she? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a tall old lass.
Paige said that how you've got a title match at Money in the Bank and it's going to be against this woman, and then Asuka's music hits and Asuka comes
another out. Good pop. Asuka very got good a good pop. Nice pop.
So it's going to be Carmella versus Asuka, Money in the Bank.
Okay.
Imagine getting paid to travel overseas to walk into a ring, stare at somebody, and then that was it. Asuka travelled over, got paid to come to the ring and stare at someone. Imagine if you could get paid to stare at someone. I'm going to do that with you, Ace, now.
There was no...
Pay me. No, pay me. No, Ace, look at me. Look at me. Pay me. I want you to pay me. See, that would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Well done, man. That was good, man.
We had another Money in the Bank qualifier, Becky Lynch versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. I didn't like this, only because they did the same thing on Raw. It was very similar with Alexa Bliss. And
it's almost like the women's right and they're like, ah, do the same thing, no one knows. Yeah, we do know it.
Becky won.
That's what that.
Becky's qualified.
She's not going to win.
She's just dead. Oh, then again, who is going to win it at the moment?
Who's?
It depends. If Asuka wins the title.
Ember Moon.
Charlotte.
Alexa.
I thought Charlotte was injured. I thought I'd heard Charlotte was injured and she's out for a bit. Or is that rumour and speculation?
I heard that too.
Interesting. Okay.
Then we have the last
match, AJ versus Shinsuke. Here we go, Ace. This is the one thing you'll probably be gutted you missed. This was the best AJ versus Shinsuke Nakamura match. Great match.
In the WWE ring, you mean?
Of course, I'm not talking about Japan. But this was the best one they've had in the series. Yeah, someone said they've been 6 weeks, they've had 4 matches.
Yeah.
That means that Money in the Bank, in what, 9 weeks, they would have had something like 6-7 matches or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, Ace, this was the best one so far. Well worth a watch.
And...
Yes, mate. Yes, sir.
Why have TP had so many fights?
That's actually a good question.
So the first one ended
with a shot to the
with
dick.
A shot to the balls.
And then the second one ended with a shot to the dick.
No, that's
wrong. But then the third one.
The first one, AJ won clean.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Nakamura got frustrated.
And did what?
Hit him in a shot to the balls.
Hit him
right?
in the dick. Yeah.
Then they had a rematch.
Yeah, and what happened?
And they obviously, it's become hatred between them two now in the storyline. So they had like a massive brawl outside the ring and they got counted out.
Okay. And then what happened afterwards?
And then they had another match where they both low blowed each other, hit each other in the balls.
They hit each other in the dick.
They passed out for the 10-second count and the match was stopped because obviously if you don't get up for 10 seconds, the match is done. And now they had this match where Nakamura won. And now he's earned another title shot. Beautiful,
he did the old Eddie Guerrero thing, eh? See, he pretended he'd been hit in the dick. The look on this man's face. No, but he pretended he'd been hit and he hadn't been hit, and then he gave him the shinsasa.
Yes.
But basically, so now Shinsuke Nakamura can make up the stipulation their seventh match.
Ironman match?
But you've got to think.
I don't think it'll be Ironman.
I think it's going to be some kind of me no speak English match or something like that. And I think seriously, like you remember the Quebecers?
Yeah.
They beat them in the Quebec rules because you didn't know you couldn't do something off the top rope. I seriously think Nakamura is going to win the title on some weird rule, like you're not allowed to do this in this special match. That's my prediction. Nakamura will win the title because of some weird stipulation.
I'm just going to go with last man standing.
Yeah, well, you said that as awfully.
What's the match where you have to hit each corner post?
No, none of that.
Texas bull rope, man.
None of that. I hate that shit, man.
That's my prediction. Shinsuke Nakamura wins because
Caribbean
of a weird stipulation.
Match.
Caribbean Strap.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Also not relevant to these characters.
Doesn't matter. They could just oriental it or something, didn't it? Oriental chain match. Oh shit.
Yeah,
this is
nowhere. The Caribbean Strap match. Yeah, they will know.
Yeah.
What's tap? You
tap the corners. What's,
you have to tap every corner again? Before you win.
You tap the corners.
So let's say I've got you down here. I'm beating you up enough so that I can hit every corner before you.
But if you're attached with the figures, there's a rope.
We're attached by a rope.
So say you went to tap a corner, I could easily pull you away from it with the rope.
But I win by pinning you.
Not in that match.
You win by touching the corner and not hitting people in the dick. I love wrestling. Yeah, I can't defend this shit. Sorry, man.
Oh, jeez.
So that was SmackDown.
Ace, hit him with the top five, man. By the way, I heard you on the radio this morning with Axel Blake.
Shout out to Axel
Blake. Come on down to the Indigo at the O2 on the 2nd of June. Thank you for the shout out, Ace.
Anytime.
But I liked your top fives. I want you to hit
before you do the top five. What's the deal with that? Is that sponsored by Unilad? Or are
what
they
do you mean?
Because Axel Blake is sponsored.
It's presented by Unilad.
So that's gonna be filmed and probably showed on Unilad.
I'm meeting them tomorrow. They're doing a walk round because they're gonna film the show. Yeah,
speak to them.
Yes.
All right. Make it make some power moves.
So I'm trying to think of the top five.
Hey, she made me look cool in my office though, man.
No, you are.
And
cool,
I just
man.
Sent a little text because we listen to you every morning, and I sent a little text. And I was like, give me a shout out, and they were like, shout out to Flu. I'm the Don in my office now, mate. I appreciate it.
No worries.
Some woman dropped her panties when she saw Flu.
Dropped her panties.
To the panties.
We're gonna end it with today's Ace Top Five of the Day. Today's Ace Top Five of the Day.
But before you do that, can you do it how you do it in your show? Ace Top Five.
Well, I haven't got none of the stuff. None of my furniture is here.
Top five. Let's go.
You know it's alive.
Shit, bro. Now John's ringing.
Go.
Yes, John, we are live.
Hello,
at the
John.
Podcast. Thank you for calling back.
No worries, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, they well, confused us, to be honest. Well, after watching Trinity Wars, but
you just came out of the cinema.
Yeah, literally, like just walked out. Is this recording or?
Yeah, you're live on the kickout.
Dude, is that the first time you've seen Infinity War?
I'm trying to mention that I'm not really a Marvel guy, so I'm basically really confused with the entire thing.
Okay, so you never watched any of the Marvel films before?
One or two of them,
but
not many.
So. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right.
He listens to the kick out, but he doesn't like Marvel films.
This is That's crazy. Weird, yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, John, you're a bit.
You practically reviewed it the other day, didn't you? Like...
Yeah, we kind of did. We kind of ruined it for you, didn't we?
Yeah.
it wouldn't have made any difference, trust me. I basically just kept tapping the missus on the shoulder and asking her what was going on every 5 minutes. She was,
Okay. That's cool, man. Hey, like, one word to describe this week's Raw and SmackDown, what would you say?
Ooh, hit and miss. Well, that's probably not one word, but anyway. But yeah, I mean, Raw was the better show, definitely.
Okay. Any reason why?
What's that?
Why?
I think for me, there's probably a bit more going on. There's probably, I don't know, I think when you came out of SmackDown last night, it's got, you think that there were times you think of that sort of roster. I think that's the problem you're going to have all the time with SmackDown, is that you got all the guys on the roster you didn't see.
Okay.
And then even what you did see is that I think I remember talking to you about the Andrade thing. It was great, and it was great for people like us who could watch NXT. But that kind of wasn't really for us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
More of a
just
more of a drop in, isn't it? Like oh yeah, here's this new guy kind of thing. I don't know, I just thought this happened, like the Shinsuke AJ match, like, although Raw was better, I think the Shinsuke AJ match probably was the highlight of the two.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, cool.
But yeah, the overall show, SmackDown just felt a little bit flat.
So
bad, but it just felt a bit flat. Raw just had I think Raw had a bit more going for it, like Rollins, Owens and all that was good.
Okay, fair enough.
I had like a typical 2018 wrestling fan sitting around us at one point who was like moaning about the Rollins Owens match being like bang average.
That's so true.
I thought, okay, cool.
One quick thing before I want to let you go in a minute. Before I let you go, let these guys know your idea for episode 100 of Kick Out.
I sort of concocted this strange idea, like talking Skillet, but it's like a little idea of doing kind of like a quiz based around what you've kind of done in the previous 100 episodes.
Have you heard this, Ace?
So it's a weird mixture, I guess. I think there's kind of different ideas for, like, I think it's all like quotes from sort of like interviews that you've done with like some of the wrestlers and that, and then just seeing sort of like, can you guess which one said that? Or
okay.
Doing kind of things like, who said it, sort of Skillet or Ace or whatever. Like,
okay.
I like that.
Silly stuff like that, but.
Okay, cool. It sounds fun. All right, we'll get you down, man. Thank you for calling back.
Whatever. Just give me a shout.
All right,
thank
John.
You, dude.
Take care, buddy. All right.
All right, bye.
All right, John, thanks for listening, man. And we'll check it out.
It is the 100th episode is coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have plans. The 100th episode is going to be exciting. We're going to give you plans in the next couple of weeks.
Thank you very much, John.
This is great.
All right, till next week, people.
What, I got a hell of an ending, guys. Ace, look at me, pay me. Ace,
rate,
look at me, pay me.
Rate, subscribe.
Ace, look at me, pay me.
Peace.